Lai 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 lai.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens. So we prepared a quote for the Yeshivat Chaverim. It's from the yesterday's morning lesson from the introduction to Tess, item 125. Sorry, 155. Most of the authors of Kabbalah books did not direct their books, but only to such readers that have already attained the disclosure of the face and all the sublime attainments. Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there's a great thing in it, worthy of being publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are studying, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are studying, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. So, our question right now is actually, how do we create a great desire to understand? And also, what does it mean to understand? So how do we create this great desire between us to understand, and what is the right way of understanding? The right understanding, in my view, is to understand what I need to do in order to bring my friends to the Creator, to bring the whole world to the Creator, the quality of love and bestowal. And the yearning, the desire, stems from two things. From the goal that exists above me, but on the other hand, it is in such a distance where I feel that the goal is close to us. You make me feel that the goal is close to us. I suggest to read that sentence once again. There's a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they're studying, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they're studying, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Again, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they're studying, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Yes, to understand means to understand how to connect. Kabbalists do not write to us about anything else other than connection between the friends. And in the connection, the Creator is revealed. So from the desire and from the doing, we develop the desire. Yes, there is this desire, this strong yearning to succeed, to connect. And specifically this pain, this hole in the heart that is created is what wants to actually change, wants reality to change. And this is what in the end pulls the reforming light. To understand. What I heard, Lehavin is from Hitbonenut, observing from Bina, from meaning bestow, to try to be in bestow, to love the friends, then we understand, because it means equivalence of form. To be so burning on fire towards this goal of connecting between us, reaching unity between us, to reach adhesion with the Creator, so that we turn the hearts, the stony hearts into fluid, when we carry all the friends, so that, you know, even if you have a great ship that is on the water, out of the fluid that we fill up between us, we can carry it and drag it to the goal, truly so, to envelop all the hearts with love, with connection, so that each one of them will be able to follow that current of arvud, of connection between us.
Next question. Now every friend says how excited he is, how happy he is, how much greatness and importance he's getting from the group here, from the world Kliv, from the upcoming lesson.
There is no greater place to be, more important place to be than right here and now. This is our life. This is why I'm here and alive. There's nothing else. This life is so pointless without the goal, without the opportunity to go and connect and learn how to truly love. Not as if. That's it. That is what we're doing right here.
Yeah. Our purpose in life is, as Bala Sulam writes, to help, either to help the friends reach spirituality or try and do it yourself. Preferably both.
I think that it's truly a great privilege that the Creator has placed us here together. Out of billions of people, there is a handful of a few thousands that today, at the peak of the day, are beginning. And it's a great privilege to truly work on the purpose of life. It's something that should not be taken for granted. I'm very happy that I was given the opportunity today as well, and I very much hope not to disappoint you.
The question is, how does each friend express his excitement? I'm so excited that I'm willing to jump on the tables and start breakdancing, or at least grab hold of Michael and start a train all around the study hall. But since we're on a lesson,
I'm also excited when I opened up my eyes. I saw it was 2:34. Michael Miller was on the screen of the telephone. I got very much excited by the fact that they're friends like that. This reminded me in the morning already that friends are caring for me.
We really feel how the preparations preparing us for the lesson, for the opening of the hearts, so that through this state where the hearts are already open, we can ask the light to bring the friends to this feeling of dvekut, of arvut that exists on part of the Creator each and every moment, and that we'll feel how He's bringing us ever closer.
So let's now enter the lesson together with a common plea. In the seconds we have left, let us unite in our desires and enter the lesson together.
יש לנו מתנה גדולה שיש כל הכלי העולמי כל כדור הארץ עכשיו כתוב באהבת השם כל נדוד ונדוד מבטא את האהבה
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך